I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Yippee-yay.
As I go riding merrily along.
Ride along.
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
Yippee-yay.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Oh, Lily Bell, oh, Lily Bell, Lily Bell. Oh, I may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Yippee-yay.
As I go riding merrily along.
Ride along.
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
Yippee-yay.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Oh, Mary Ann, oh, Mary Ann, Mary Ann. Though we've done some moonlight walking, this is why I ups and ran.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Yippee-yay.
As I go riding merrily along.
Ride along.
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
Yippee-yay.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Yippee-yay.
That jingle, jangle, jingle.
That jingle, jingle.
As I go riding merrily
as
along.
As I go riding merrily
and they
along.
Sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
Oh, ain't you glad?
And that song
single.
Ain't so very far
and
from
that
wrong.
Song ain't so very far
Bessie
from
Lou,
wrong.
Oh, Bessie Lou.
Though we've done a heap of dreaming, this is why it won't come true.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle,
I got spurs
jingle,
that jingle, jangle,
as I
jingle,
go riding merrily
as
along.
I go riding merrily
and they
along.
Sing, oh, ain't you glad
and
you're
sing,
single?
Oh, ain't you glad
and that
single?
Song ain't so very far
and that
from wrong.
Song ain't so very far from wrong.
Oh, I'll jingle on along.
Off they go, merrily jingling, jangling into the distance. That was Freddie Martin and his orchestra with, I think the vocals there came from Clyde Rogers and Stuart Wade. Certainly sounded like them. Anyway, welcome. It is Beaglia Night with me, RB, here on Angel Radio. And if you've just happened to stumble into us, well done you. Got a good couple of hours for you of that, I promise. Let me find out what the time is by ringing up the old speaking clock, and we'll play a song from the year that they suggest.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1949.
Thank you.
Well, that was Ain't She Sweet from Mr. Ford and Mr. Goonbones, who was Ralph Ford on the Hammond organ, and Ted Ford and his Goonbones. From 1949, Ain't She Sweet, but I'm sure I had things in there as well. I definitely heard somebody going off to the Bladen races, I think it was, and perhaps even other stuff. Then again, it could just be me.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1962.
Why does he wander? Why does he roam? Why did he leave me alone? I'll love no other, I'll be no man's wife, for I love a wanderer, and he is my My heart was so happy, so young and so free, but he was restless and wild as the sea. I thought I could hold him till she came along. I thought I could hold him, but I was wrong. If he should wander his way back to me, I'll still be waiting. My heart will be free. But if he forgets me, as wanderers do, I'll still remember the love I once knew.
There from Shelby Flint and I Love a Wanderer from 1962. Okay, it's just about that time in the program, 10 minutes into the hour, when we have a couple of songs from Bing Crosby. Normally we have three, and this week we're going to have three. And they're all going to be with the Bugs Bauer Orchestra as well, which is very nice. So reasonably modern as far as Angel Radio is concerned, and Bing, of course, starting off with My Friend the Doctor.
Now any man who understands the Irish can't be reckoned altogether bad. The same way that a lunatic whose patron saint is Patrick can't be reckoned altogether mad. Now the doctor's very smart, he's an Irishman at heart. His favorite color, sure, it must be green. And also he's a man who will blarney when he can. Let me explain the sort of thing I mean. My friend the doctor says the moon's made of apple pie. Once a month it's eaten by the sun. That is why up in the sky you'll find, as every month goes by, somebody's in the sky making another one. My friend, the doctor says the sun is made of cheddar cheese. The doctor even knows the reason why. The facts are these, try if you please, pretending you're a lonely cheese. Now wouldn't you want to try finding an apple pie? Of course you would. Maybe what the doctor tells me isn't altogether true. Ah, but I love every tale he tells me. I don't know any better ones. Do you? My friend, the doctor says the world is full of fantasy. Who are you and I to disagree? Let's hope and pray that is the way. The life we love will always stay for my friend, the doctor, and me. Friend, the doctor says the stars are made of lemon drops, and bigger ones are lollipops and ice. The clouds of shops up on the tops that sell you sweets and soda pops. And what do they call the place? Isn't it paradise? Maybe what the doctor tells me isn't altogether true. Ah, but I love every tale he tells me. I don't know any better ones. My friend, the doctor says the world is full of fantasy. Who are you and I to disagree? Let's hope and pray that is the way. The life we love will always stay for my friend, the doctor, and my friend, the doctor, and me. Everything today is thoroughly modern. Everything today is starting to go. Men say it's criminal what women will do. What they're forgetting is this is 1922. Have you seen the way they kiss in the movies? Lips and pencil lining your brow. Goodbye, goody, goody girl, you're changing in how. So beat the drums, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie Nye. It's not insanity, says Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. Well, in a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. And that tango dance they wouldn't allow. Goodbye, goody, goody girl, you're changing in how. So beat the drums, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie. Real jazz, baby, modern Millie. American than cornflakes, the 4th of July and Uncle Sam.
And Uncle Sam.
What's more American than baseball? I am. What's more American than toothpaste, rock and roll, peanut butter, toast and jam?
And toast and jam, and toast and jam.
What's more American than okay? I am. The Stars and Stripes, George Washington, the Capitol Dome, and Bubblegum. There's General Grant and Robert E. Lee. But most of all, you can count on little old me. What's more American than ice cream? chow mein, pizza pie, Virginia ham. What's more American than bingo? I am. Ours is a heritage second to none. We are a nation united as one. Our founding fathers gave us that start,
and their love for our country lives on in every heart.
What's more American than football? TV and mighty Superman. What's more American than Swanee? I am. The Bill of Rights.
The Bill of Rights.
And Betsy Ross.
And Betsy Ross.
The Liberty Bell. And Paul Revere's horse. Old Santa Claus. And a Christmas tree.
But most of all, you can count on little old me.
What's more American than praying in a church of your choice across the land? What's more American than saying, I am.
What's more American than saying, I am.
Gorgeous stuff there from Bing Crosby. We had three songs from him, and we had Thoroughly Modern Millie, that was in the middle. Started off with My Friend the Doctor, and we had What's More American. And we'll have some more from Bing Crosby around about the same time next week.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality, your constant companion.
It's time to go over to Germany now and say a very good morning to Holger and Christine. And Holger once again has sent us a great song to be played. Must admit, I forgot all about this, but 2 days ago, Sunday, it was Mother's Day in the United Kingdom. Not Mother's Day here in the United States, which is why it probably completely slipped my mind. But it didn't slip Holger's mind at all. So here is Rudi Schurick and Mutterleid.
Mütterlein, könnt es noch mal so wie früher sein, als du mich mit deiner lieben Hand geführt durchs Kinderland. Tag für Tag, Nacht für Nacht hat dein gutes Auge mich bewahrt. Alles Böse hielst du fern von mir, und dafür dank ich dir. Quälten dich auch Not und Sorgen, du trugst sie bei dir. Glücklich war ich und geborgen, denn du warst ja bei mir. Mein liebes Mütterlein, Mütterlein, kann es auch nicht mehr wie früher sein. Denk ich doch an meiner Kindheit Glück so gerne noch zurück. Als ich tat die ersten Schritte, suchte ich schon Halt bei dir. Als ich tat die erste Bitte, da erfülltest du sie mir. Aber auch in späteren Jahren warst du immer da für mich, warntest stets mich vor Gefahren. Ja, was wär ich ohne dich?
Mit deiner lieben Hand geführt durchs Kinderland.
quälten dich auch Not und Sorgen, du trugst sie bei dir. Glücklich war ich und geborgen, denn du warst ja bei mir. Mein liebes Mütterlein, Mütterlein, kann es auch nicht mehr wie früher sein. Denk ich doch an meiner Kindheit Glück, so gerne noch zurück.
Holger, thank you so much for that. I actually got the lyrics up online and was singing along in German. Yes, things you can do nowadays. And what a lovely song that was, Mutterlied from Rudi Assurik. And of course, somebody wrote some English lyrics to that tune and renamed it Answer Me, and the rest was history. But a very, very beautiful song, Holger, if you don't mind me saying so, and one of your best efforts ever. Thank you so much for that. I hope you have a good rest of the day, which for you, of course, is an hour less than the rest of everybody else listening, or at least on that side of the meridian. Over here in the States, it's still yesterday, so it's all very confusing, but don't worry. And I hope the clocks going forward didn't ruin you too much. It always throws me for six. Anyway, thank you for that, Holger, and have a good night's sleep. And please do give my love to Christine. You're listening to Angel Radio, Roy Beagley at night, and right now, here's Carmen McRae with the Matt Matthews Quintet.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had alone, where we have walked together. I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You loved me once in April. Your lips were warm and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget and I won't be lonely. And I'll smile, I'll be content. You loved me once in April. Your lips were warm and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I'll remember April and you. For flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget and I won't be lonely. I'll remember April and I'll smile. I'll remember April.
Well, seems reasonable. I mean, it's April after all. Well, it is in most parts of the world. I remember April from 1956, and that was Carmen McRae with Matt Matthews Quintet. Sorry, there were five of them. One of them was hiding behind the pillar. All right, I'd like to thank you for your emails on Jess's behalf. She's been doing poetry here now for us for a couple of months, and I love it. I think she does such a good job, and you do too as well out there in listener land, because we've had loads of emails coming in saying how much that you enjoy the program, and how much you're enjoying Jess's contributions to it. So I thank her on your behalf, and I think probably now we should pop off to the Poetry Corner.
And now, this week's poem in Poetry Corner with Jesse in California.
Part of the family, Angel Radio.
For those of you who remember getting Shakespeare at school, and for those who don't and didn't, just think about what it must be like for an English teacher in a rough area of Glasgow to try to get the message across. Well, back in the 1980s, Adam McNaughton was faced with just that challenge. But he hit on the idea of explaining the story of Hamlet in more colloquial terms. And he wrote this poem for his class. It was taken forward and it was discovered humorously that the text fitted into the tune The Mason's Apron. It's a fast tune. Maybe a jig. I don't know enough about dancing to be able to say with any certainty, but suffice it to say that the complex plot of Hamlet, translated into Glaswegian Scots and sung at a speed, is somewhat baffling and funny in an ironic way. I first heard it sung by Alistair MacDonald, who's a Scottish folk singer, on one of his CDs. I sent in a request to Angel for the most recent pay-to-play day, and Bill Call played it in his part of the event. His reaction prompted me to try what I have struggled to do before, and that's sing it, but I can't get my tongue round it quickly enough. As the poem was written out with Angel time, the only way to have it played again will have to wait until the next pay-to-play day. But I thought that if I can read the poem at my pace, you might be better able to take in the whole skill of the poetry and its summary of classic action. And I can take it in better too. But my apologies, I do not have a Glasgow accent. I come from central Scotland. I come from halfway between Glasgow and Edinburgh. But you'll get the gist. Oor Hamlet by Adam McNaughton. There was this king sleeping in his garden all alane, when his brother in his ear dropped a wee tay o' henbane. He stole his brother's crown and his money and his widow. But the deed king walked and got his son and said, "Noo listen, kiddo, I've been kilt, and it's your duty to take revenge on Claudius. So kill him quick and clean, and show the nation what a fraud he is." The boy said, "Right, I'll do it, but I have to play it crafty, and so nobody will suspect me, I'll kid on that I'm a dafty." So to all except Horatio, and he trusts him as a friend, Hamlet, that's the boy, kids on his round the bend. And because he wasn't ready for obligatory killing, he tried to make the king think he was tuppence off the shilling. He took the mickey out Polonius, treated poor Ophelia vile, telt Rosencrantz and Guildenstern that Denmark was agile. Then a troop of travelling actors, like 784, arrived to do a special one-night gig in Elsinore. Hamlet, Hamlet, loved his mammy. Hamlet, Hamlet, acting bammy. Hamlet, Hamlet, hesitating. Wonders if the ghosts are cheat, and that is why he's waiting. Hamlet writes a scene for the players to enact, so Horatio and him could watch to see if Claudius cracked. The play was called The Moose Trap, no, the one that's running new. And sure enough, the king walked out before the scene was through. So Hamlet's got the proof that Claudius gied his da the dose, the only problem being new that Claudius knows he knows. While Hamlet tells his mammy that her husband's no a fit one, Uncle Claude puts out a contract with the English king as hitman. When Hamlet killed Polonius, the concealed corpus delicti was the king's excuse to send him for an English hempen necktie, with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to make sure that he'll get there, but Hamlet jumped the boat and put the finger on that pier. Then Laertes heard that his da had been stabbed through the arse. He came racing back to Elsinore, toot de sweet, hot foot for Paris. Ophelia, with her da killed by the man she wished to marry, after saying it with flowers, she committed harikari. Hamlet, Hamlet, nae messin', Hamlet, Hamlet, learnt his lesson. Hamlet, Hamlet, Yorick's crust convinced him that men, good or bad, at last returned to dust. Laertes lost his place and was demanding retribution, but the king said, keep the heed, I'll provide you a solution. So he arranged a sword fight for the interested parties, with a blunt sword for Hamlet and a sharp sword for Laertes. To make things double sure, the old belt and braces line, he fixed a poisoned sword tip and a poisoned cup of wine. The poisoned sword got Hamlet, but Laertes went and muffed it, cos he got stabbed hissel, and he confessed afore he snuffed it. Then Hamlet's mammy drank the wine, and as her face turned blue, Hamlet said, I quite believe the king's a baddie noo. Incestuous, treacherous, damned Dane, he said, to be precise, and made up for hesitating by killing Claudius twice, cos he stabbed him with a sword, forced the wine between his lips, and said the rest is silence, that was Hamlet had his chips. They fired a volley o'er him that shook the topmost rafters, and Fortinbras, knee-deep in Danes, lived happy ever after. Hamlet, Hamlet, oh the gory, Hamlet, Hamlet, end of story, Hamlet, Hamlet, I'm away. And if you think that that's boring, then you should read the play.
Angel Radio, music and memories.
Beautiful stuff as always, Jesse. Thank you so much for that. Hamlet, Hamlet. I like that. Joined in with the last verse there. Beautiful stuff, Jesse. Thank you so much. And I'm sure that gave a lot of people a great deal of pleasure. And we'll have some more from Jesse around about the same time next week. Right now, it's time for Beagle's Big Three. And I think I gave out the wrong names earlier on. If I did, I apologize. And if I didn't, but it's been one of those mornings and just ignore it. But I want to say hello to Emily, who lives over there in Exmouth, and she says that she would like to hear some songs from Vivian Blaine, please, because we don't seem to play too much Vivian Blaine here on the programme. I think you're probably right there, but we're certainly going to make up for it now with three of your favourites.
There are so many fish in the sea. Must I want the one who's not for me? It's just my foolish way. What can I do about it? I'm much too used to love to be without. Is a man? Is he an animal? Is he a wolf? Or is he a mouse? Is he the cheap or the dear kind? Is he champagne or the beer kind? what is a man? Is he a stimulant? Good for the heart, but bad for the nerves. Nature's mistake since the world began. What makes me give? What makes me live? What is this thing?
The appointment. Oh, I have an awful cold. Hello, Frank. I have to meet my husband. Now, please, please don't scold. Hello. Hello. What is a is he a stimulant? Good for the heart, but bad for the nerves. Nature's mistake since the world began. They're all alike, but they're all I like. What is this thing called man?
Wedding chimes bring happy times.
And it sure would be dandy if we'd let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy and me. I was strolling out one evening by the silvery moon. I could hear somebody singing a familiar tune. So I stopped a while to listen, not a word I wanted to miss. It was just somebody serenading, something like this. A minister handy, and it sure would be dandy,
sure would be dandy,
if we'd let him make a fee.
Oh, Mandy, mine.
So don't you linger,
don't you linger.
Here's a ring for your finger,
ring for your finger.
Gee, isn't it a humdinger?
It's a humdinger.
Come along and let the wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy and me.
My little Mandy, there's a minister handy.
So don't you linger, here's the ring for your finger. Oh, isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy.
They start, especially when it concerns a person's heart. I've heard tales that could set my heart aglow. Wish I knew if the things I hear
that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they say. And with the moon up above, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, so they tell me. I can't recall who said it, I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand, and the thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way, so they say. House a morning, and without any warning, you're stopping people shouting that love is grand, and to hold a man in your arms is wonderful, so wonderful. In a
so much for choosing Vivian Blaine this morning and Meet Liz Big 3. We heard What is a Man? Mandy, and They Say It's Wonderful, and all three songs of those were wonderful. Thanks so much for the selection. And if you would like to choose next week's Big Liz Big 3, please do feel free to do so. Just drop me an email, roy@angelradio.uk, or you can call the office 0800 0141 1955. I'll get there eventually. It's been one of those mornings. Let me start that again. 0800 0141 1955. You'd think I'd know the answer by now. And if you get the receptionist, just ask them to pass the message on to me, and be very happy to do that, I'm sure. And if you don't get the receptionist, just leave a message. Someone will send it through to me of that, I promise. And if you just leave a message saying, you know, could you please ask Roy if he'll give me a call, here's my number, I might even do that as well. Such is life, right? Anyway, thank you so much. More Big Liz Big 3 round about the same time next week.
Way down yonder, how long did you wander through the Cumberland Mountains in the land that I love? I'm always dreaming of a silver moon beaming through the Cumberland Mountains in the land that I love. Oh, the mockingbird is singing in the twilight, and the evening star is peeping o'er the hill. But tears keep burning, and a lonely heart yearning for the Cumberland Mountains in the land that I love.
I can't forget one deep regret, it haunts me night and day. It's in my heart to stay, no matter where I stray. I left my home and I went to roam, my paradise to find. But now I know I left it there behind.
Away down yonder, how long you wander through the Cumberland Mountains in the land that I love. I'm always dreaming of a silver moon beaming through the Cumberland Mountains in the land that I love. Oh, the
mockingbird is singing in the twilight, and the evening star is peeping o'er the hill. But tears keep burning, and the lonely heart yearning for the Cumberland Mountains in the land that I love.
Through all the years of joy and tears, that memory never dies. A sweetheart's lonely sighs, a mother's tear-dimmed eyes. Though she is gone, her love lives on to guide me on life's way and take me back to home, sweet home, someday.
Carson Robeson and his pioneers there. And we've got, I heard it at the movies coming up in about 2.5 minutes time. This week's, you know what, let's just wait, we'll get there. To take us there, Leslie Caron and Mel Ferrer.
Oh, I remember Hi Lily, Hello. It's just an old song, but I used to sing it with my father.
On every tree there sits a bird. Come on, you know it.
On every tree there sits a bird, singing a song of love. On every tree there sits a bird, and everyone I ever heard could break my heart without a word, singing a song of love.
A song of love is a sad song. Hi-lily-hi-lily-hi-lo. A song of love is a song of woe. Don't ask me how I know. A song of love is a sad song, for I have not left this soul. Hi-lily-hi-lily-hi-lo, hi-lo. Hi-lily-hi-lily-hi-lo. Hi Lily, hi Lily, hi lo, hi lo, hi Lily, hi Lily, hi lo. A song of love is a sad song. Hi Lily, hi Lily, hi lo. A song of love is a song of woe. Don't ask me how I know. A song of love is a sad song. Hi, Lily, hi, low.
Beautiful Leslie Caron and Mel Ferrer there, from the soundtrack of the film Lily. That was Hi Lily, Hi Lo. I think she got an Academy nomination for that film. I don't think she won, though, but I do believe the film won an Academy Award for its music. I'm pretty sure, something along those lines anyway. But that was rather nice, wasn't it? Very pretty, as they say around these ear parts. All right, it is time now to go off to the movies, or as we say around here, I heard it at the movies. And this week, well, this is a film, it's a very famous film, and you have probably seen it. It's interesting in as much as the film, as good as it is, actually didn't make a profit, and none of the people in the film actually have a name, which is a bit weird as well. And most of the film is set in just one place. It's 12 people, Have you got it yet? Yeah, 12 Angry Men is it. Lots of famous people in there. Henry Fonda, of course, and all the other people. They were famous. And the song that we've got from that, you're racking your brain thinking, I don't think there really was any movie in there, music in that film, was there? The answer is, there was, and a little bit of it, and it was called Dance of the Cuckoos, and you may know it, you may not know it, but I think you probably will know it, not know that you know it. Here's Arthur Lally and Al Boley in his orchestra with Dance of the Cuckoos. You'll be surprised.
Cuckoo, so let's take a chance and do a new dance. For I'm cuckoo and you're cuckoo, sing tra la 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 la. All the folks have all gone wild, oh what a howdy do. It is because two funny chaps taught them all something new. Side by side you start to glide, forget all your troubles, let everything slide. For I'm cuckoo and you're cuckoo, sing tra la 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 la. Sound much of a cuckoo, really, did it? But that was Dance of the Cuckoos. Al Boley and his orchestra, along with Arthur Lally, doing the vocalisation there. Dance of the Cuckoos. It was in the film 12 Angry Men, and the cast of that film, I should go through them, really, because it was a great cast. Henry Fonda, Lee Jacob, Martin Balsam, John Fiedler, E.G. Marshall, Jack Klugman, Edward Binns, Joseph Sweeney, Ed Begley, George Vescovich, Robert Webber, and Jack Warden, and it was he who sang, or whistled to be precise, the song that we just heard. So there you go, a little bit of craziness there. And we'll have some more at the movies around about the same time next week. Right now, we're sort of heading on our way. We're a little bit late, actually, but we don't worry about that. For a little bit of posh. To take us there, we're going to have a sing-along, a medley. It's Perry Como with the Mitchell Ayres Orchestra.
I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older all by myself. All by myself in the morning. All by myself in the night. I sit alone, with a table and a chair, so unhappy there, playing solitaire. All by myself I get lonely, watching the clock on the shelf. I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older all by myself. All by myself I get lonely, watching the clock on the shelf. I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older all by myself. I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune she whistles night and noon. Her smiles, her frowns, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, yet I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. Strange dear, but true dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky. So in love with you am I. Even without you, my arms fold about you. You know, darling, why so in love with you am I. In love with the night, mysterious, the night when you first were there. In love with my joy delirious, when I knew that you could care. So taunt me and hurt me, deceive me, desert me. I'm yours till I die. So in love
I'm rattling my brains, such as they are, to try and recall when I've ever heard Perico Move do a medley, and I don't think I ever have. But that was rather nice, though, wasn't it? Lots of songs, all by myself. I've grown accustomed to her face and various others. Perico Move with the Mitchell Ayres Orchestra. You're listening to Beagle at Night here on Angel Radio. You can find us on the FM band in certain parts of the southern part of the country, Havant, Portsmouth, and places like that. Also on various DAB multiplexes even, and of course on the World Wide Web. And for the latest availability on all three of those, go to the website angelradio.co.uk, and when you get there, you'll see a list down on the right-hand side, and click on the tab that you want, and you'll get the latest information. Time now for a little bit of posh. Last week I told everybody to turn their radios up, and then I got loads of complaints from people who were listening next door to the people who did turn their radios up. So I'm not telling anybody to do that this week, but I did say it was worth it, and it was worth it. A lot of people did like what we played last week, which was from Charles Gounod, and it was his Sanctus. It's very good as well, but we haven't got that this week, although we are in the field of opera. Largo from Xerxes, which is always nice. Some people wrote some words to it as well, and those are quite nice as well. Here it is in English: Holy Art Thou, from the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square in Eugene, Oregon.
Thank you.
beautiful stuff. Holy Art Thou, the Largo from Xerxes, the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square. Eugene Ormandy was conducting the band, and the band was the Philadelphia Orchestra.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital. On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios. The fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, Wonderful Angel Radio.
Beautiful, and you know what? We are now exactly on time for Day at Night. And if I started right now, we'll be good.
Stepping out with me. Say that we'll be dancing and you won't be home till 3. Go tell your father he needn't pace the floor. Promise at the stroke of 3 you'll tiptoe through the door.
I told my mother and I told my father and they
yes.
Say.
What do they say?
Ma says, Pa says, we must keep on dancing. Ma says, Pa says, we must keep on dancing. For if we keep on dancing, we won't start romancing. But if we start romancing, we won't keep on dancing.
Well now, go tell your mother I'm taking you out to dine. Tell her at this here restaurant the cooking is divine. And then go tell your father you've got an appetite. Say that you're so hungry you could eat all through the night.
I told my mother and I told my father and they
yes.
say.
What do they say?
Ma says, Pa says, we must keep on eating. Ma says, Pa says, we must keep on eating. For if we keep on eating, our lips can't be meeting. But if our lips are meeting, we won't keep on eating.
Well now, go tell your mother tonight you've got a date. Say that you and I will be attending a little debate. Go tell your father I'm gonna make a speech. Say the lecture will be held upon a sandy beach.
I told my mother and I told my father and they
yes.
say.
What do they say?
Ma says, Pa says, we must keep on talking. Ma says, Pa says, we must keep on talking. For if we keep on talking, we won't go out walking. But if we go out walking, we won't keep on talking.
We'll date and debate.
We'll meet and eat.
We'll walk and talk beneath the moon.
'Cause Ma says, Pa says, we can marry soon.
It came from nowhere the night that we met. 'Twas like a melodious plea, sweet moon sound. That wasn't meant for me. Why is it always reminding me of a love dream that never could be? Sweet moon sound, that wasn't meant for me. Came gliding into my heart, riding on a moonbeam from above. Sorrow ended and the whole world blended in a rhapsody of love. Then I heard him singing to somebody else what I thought was my melody. Sweet moon sound, that wasn't meant for me. Sweet moon song.
Well, there you go, three songs from Doris Day. I don't know that we could have done better if we tried, actually. We had Moon Song there, and we started off with My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. And in the middle, Ma Says, with Paul Weston and his orchestra. And we'll have some more Day at Night, well, around about the same time next week, all being well. Coming up in about 10 minutes' time, we've got some comedy for you this morning, including Ted Ray, which should be fun.
La la la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Wanda, la luna.
Record on there. I thought I'd put on Speedy Gonzales. But it all worked out in the world. Quando la Luna, When the Moon, from Alma Cogan here on Bigly at Night. Fancy a little bit of Artie Shaw and his orchestra right now? Yeah, sounds good to me too. When Love Beckoned.
With a band playing swing, when love begins. second in 52nd Street. Now when we want a cool country lanes are taboo, and old West 52 is our favorite beat when we're on our feet. So you can bet I shall never forget that mad second when I first reckoned that love beckoned in 52nd Street.
On London Bridge from 1956, Joe Stafford with Paul Weston and his music from Hollywood. And before that, we had When Love Beckoned, and then in parentheses, in 52nd Street from 1939. It was written by Cole Porter, Artie Shaw and his orchestra, and I'm pretty sure the person singing there was the lovely Helen Forrest. And we started all of that off with Cuando La Luna from Alma Cogan. I think that's brought you up to date, has it? Yeah, I think it has. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB. Just under half an hour to go, so I think it's time we start the comedy. And I've got four pieces for you this week, one of which I'm worried a little bit about, but I think we'll be okay. We'll see what happens. But we're going to start off with the always funny and effervescent Oliver Wakefield with Play Up and Pay the Dame.
I had decided on this side of the record to discuss rabbits and rabbits' habits, but since I made that decision, I've found out a little more about rabbits' habits, and I feel that it's hardlier on which to, but I have discovered a lot of very uninteresting data about the hare. Now, not the stuff that grows on the doings, the animal that had the business with the tortoise in Allsop's fables, when he turned the table fables on the and won by a short hair. And of course, I remember there was some sort of moral attached to that, sort of the tortoise has taught us to study the ways and then means test. And of course, I love morals. I remember we had a nasty spot on the wall at home, and we covered it up with a moral. Or was it a mural? I can't remember quite which, but we covered it, and I seemed to be wandering a little from the subject, which was the hare and the dog that bit it. And I'm sure that every one of you listening in has gone to the dog, been at one time or another to see them racing around Whitehall, chasing the elusive and getting nowhere at a terrific. Now, if anyone were to ask me, I'd say that horse racing had it all over a dog, terrifically exciting. Everybody having a bit each way and the knick-knock, tick-tockers talking and then the smell of the turf under your and then they're off to a good. The favorite leads the field, then the field leads the favorite, and then the outsider comes in on the inside and the insider goes out on the outs and the jockey starts hugging a rail. I mean, it's amazing time to start that type of thing. However, he probably knows what he's after, and now they're rounding the stretch, coming into the bend. They're neck and neck, dancing cheek to, and at any moment they're liable to break there. And the field is well bunched when pandemonium breaks loose from the bunch, and the jockey urges him on as he flashes past the post at 5-3, just in time to go to the nearest for a quick. And you know, it's amazing. It's amazing how many posts you can flash by, and I think the most interesting is the boat race post, the one at Mortlake Brewer. Very interesting sport, boat racing. Very, very grueling. You know, you have to be absolutely in the pink. Of course, hunting, too, you have to be in the pink. A different type of the pink hunting. It's cut low in the and up in the... And it has to be like it. Now, boat racing pink is entirely... You can only acquire it after rigorous months of feeling a fiddler as fit as a fi- and ready ready for the boat race, of course, which, as you know, is rowed between Putney Bridge and Oxford and Cambridge, and 16 men, not necessarily good looking, man the oars and put all their eggs in one basket, who sits up in the back of the with the reins in his and he's the only one who knows where they're going, you know, and he calls them everything under the bridges. And finally Cambridge flashes past the post with 8 lengths to spare. Very, very nice lengths they are too, you know. They give one to each man, and he hangs it over his fireplace. And if any of you have any spare lengths, you know what you can do with them.
Right, now then, ladies and gentlemen, are you steady now? Come in here. That's a special Sunday privilege for the members of the Zoological Society to be allowed in this cage. I'd like to see this python here. This python's called Eric, from the film with the same name. And people mostly suspect that the python is a horrific hairy mule. It is not. To prove its friendly tendencies, I will wrap it round my Herculean frame. There, I always carry it with me. There, now, you see, the animal is not in the least concerned with... Ow! Eric, no! Ooh. Now, Eric! Ooh. Me fibula! Oh, not me fibula! Ooh. Hello, who let him in? Hello, Mr. Python. Curling round a tree, I bet you'd like to make yourself a dinner out of me. Oh, can't you change your habits of crushing people's bones. I wouldn't like a dinner that emitted fearful groans. Oh, Ethel.
Sports journalists are delightfully recognisable, aren't they? I mean, four English sprinters lose on one day in the Empire Games at Perth to someone from Ceylon. And hot foot with his stop press report comes Desmond Packett.
They'll be dancing in the streets of Colombo tonight. But on the red shale track, it was a black, black day of gloom and despair and despondency for the four British lads who ran their lion hearts into the ground in the sizzling cauldron that is Perth. Perth! I prefer to call it Sodom and Gomorrah in sheep's clothing. Rumours about the British women's team fly like bees round a glass of milk. If the British girls are men, then I'm a Dutchman, declared prominent Amsterdam businessman Hugo van der Hoek. British hopes were pinned high on the frail pain rack form of David, call me Mr. Jones, Jones. Trained to a peak by stateless architect Heinrich Gestetner, the mysterious German behind Britain's failure in the Olympic Games. The sweltering British fans, many of whom had paid some of their own money to see the so-called games, could ill disguise their disappointment. This British athletics blues day, there's no other word for it, drove yet another nail into the tottering coffins of Britain's tyrants of track and despots of discus, who, if they do not now yield to the public demand for 500 new floodlit swimming rinks up and down this green and pleasant land, must surely kiss goodbye to Mr. Jack Crump and his dreams of a world athleticarchy. In the words of quietly spoken England team manager Mr. Pat Sage after the games, well, well, well.
To bring a surprise item into these programs, and today we have a special surprise for you. Ted Ray is here in the studio to entertain us. Come along, Ted.
Hello, everyone. You must excuse me if my voice sounds a little husky. I've got some tobacco in my throat and I can't budge it. Do you know, there's been a great deal of controversy lately amongst my fans. Some say, why doesn't Ray sing? Others say, why should he sing? Anyway, today for the first time, I'm going to sing a song on the air. It's a brilliant little opus entitled I Walked on the Stage and Asked for Bread, and the curtain came down with a roll. I always take my fiddle, everywhere I go. I always take my fiddle, because I love it so. When I'm in the bath and I'm underneath the shower, I stand and play obbligatos for an hour. I went to see my sweetie late last night. She's just as sweet as she can be. When I played her the foxtrot, she kissed me with delight. When I played her the waltz, oh boy, she squeezed with all her might. I'm going to her house to play Il Trovatore tonight. Whoopee, how the fun my fiddle is to me. I always take my fiddle everywhere I go. I always take my fiddle because I love it so. I think music is divine, it's full of ecstasy. Only 10 more payments and the fiddle belongs to me. I went to see my sweetie late last night. She's just as sweet as she can be. We sat there in the parlour, sweet songs to her I sung. She said, look out, here comes father. If he sees you, you'll be hung. I jumped inside my fiddle case, for I was highly strung. Taxi, what about my fiddle is to me?
Well, what do you think, chums? Drop me a postcard, broadcasting house, and in the top left-hand corner, put Turn It Up. You know, I went into a barber shop today. I didn't like the look of the man. He seemed rather nervous. I said, I don't think I'll let you shave me. He said, don't worry, old boy. Every time I cut you, I'll give you a shilling. I said, every time you cut me, you'll give me a shilling. He said, yes, you'll walk out of here a very rich man. I said, yes, but what about the fellow just walked out of here with that big cut under his chin? He said, well, you see, I'm in love with this cook. I said, well, what's that got to do with the cut on his chin? He said, well, that's just to let her know I'll see her Monday night. I saw a fellow the other day walking along, moaning and seeming great pain. I said, what's the matter? He said, it's these boots. I only bought them the other day. They're size 6.5, and I take 9s. I said, good heavens, man, why don't you take them back and change them? He said, not me. My wife doesn't understand me. My daughters take absolutely no notice of me at all, and my son's the biggest rascal in town. Do you know, the only bit of pleasure I get at all is when I take these boots off at night. I took my girl out the other night. She's a lovely girl. Her mother's a duchess, and her father's very handy with his dukes. We went to a supper dance. There were two girls at the next table. I couldn't help hearing their conversation. One said to the other, I saw you last night with that tattooed sailor. The other girl said, well, what about it? The first girl said, stop reading my mail. You'll have to think about that one.
We were having supper, and my young lady said, I say, Ted, this chicken is terribly tough. I said, well, what are you eating it for? She said, well, you see, I need the exercise. Of course, she doesn't know good food from bad. I've been to her house, and I know. Her mother puts on a terrible table. Even the mice eat out. Anyway, we were sitting there, and suddenly a very fine-looking major came across and asked her for a dance. They were dancing around. My girl said to the major, what's the difference between dancing and marching? He said, I don't know. She said, I didn't think you did. You sit down. Now, listeners, you must have noticed lately how almost everyone on the air introduces an impersonation of some famous stage or screen celebrity. Well, I want to show you that I'm as clever as the next man. If the next man's a half-wit. I'm going one better to impersonate someone you've never seen. Here's an impression of my next-door neighbor wishing me good morning. Good morning. Now, if you can only hear my next-door neighbor, you realize how clever that is. However, in case there may be some sceptically minded, yes, I said that on purpose, amongst you, here are two well-known British brothers, Claude and Jack Halbert.
I say, Jack, I'm frightfully nervous, you know. Enid may be listening in, my wife, you know. If I fluff my line, she'll be awfully annoyed, old boy.
Don't worry, old boy. The mic won't bite you.
You couldn't be cuter, plus that. You couldn't be smarter, plus that intelligent face. You have a disgraceful charm for me. You couldn't be keener, you look so fresh from the cleaner. You are the little grand slam I'll take to my family. My ma will show you an album of me that'll bore you to tears. And you'll attract all the relatives we have dodged for years and years. And what will they tell me? Exactly what will they tell me? They'll say you couldn't be nicer, couldn't be sweeter, couldn't be better, couldn't be smoother, couldn't be cuter, baby, than you are. My ma will show you an album of me that'll bore you to tears. And you'll attract all the relatives we have dodged for years and years. And what will they tell me? I know just what they will tell me. They'll say you couldn't be nicer, couldn't be sweeter, couldn't be better, couldn't be smoother, couldn't be cuter, baby, than you are.
Well, that was Debbie Reynolds and orchestra with Jerry Fielding waving the stick. You couldn't be cuter from 1959. And before that, four lots of comedy. We started off with Oliver Wakefield and Play Up and Pay the Dame. And we finished off with Talks to Jerry from Ted Ray. And in between, two which I'd actually never heard before, there was The Python with Spike Milligan, which I thought was very funny. And Stop Pray Press from Kenneth Cope and David Frost as well, which again I had not heard and I thought was very amusing. Certainly took you back to the old days of reporting, didn't it? It's totally different now, folks. We'll have more comedy around about the same time next week, of course. Right now, here's Petula Clark.
When you've climbed the highest mountain, when a cloud holds the sunshine in, suddenly there's a valley where the earth knows peace with man. When a storm hides the distant rainbow and you think you can't find a friend, suddenly there's a valley where friendships never end, touched only by the seasons, swept clean by the waving grain, surveyed by a happy bluebird, and kissed by the falling rain. When you think there's no bright tomorrow, try again, suddenly there's a valley where hope and love begin.
From 1955, and suddenly there's a valley. Suddenly, I've only got 10 minutes left. I don't know where the program has gone. It's gone so quick this week. I hope it's been good. Can't remember any of it. Here's Vera Lynn.
and bring my love to me. Little star, tell me you are in sympathy. Shed the stardust from above and light my love with. Oh, star of the night, see your silvery light. Shining so bright on a heart in love. Little star, near by phone to paradise, shed your stardust from above and light my love to me. Shed your stardust from above and light my love to me.
What is this thing called love from 1958 and before that from 1946? Estrelita, a little star from Vera Lynn with her own orchestra, which is nice, conducted by Lynn Edwards. That's just about it for this edition of the program. I'll be back, hopefully, around about the same time next week. Until then, I leave you with Frankie Lane and the orchestra conducted by Frank Comstock, and I Married an Angel. Thank you for joining me. May I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
There's been a change in me. I have a lovely disposition. That's very strange in me. And life's as sweet as it can be. I've lots of courage and ambition. From every care my mind is free. So I repeat,
with your permission, there's been a change in me. Have you heard? I married an angel. I'm sure that the change will be awfully good for me. Have you heard? An angel I married, to heaven she's carried this fellow with a kiss. She is sweet and gentle, so it isn't strange when I'm sentimental. She loves me like an angel. Now you've heard I married an angel. This beautiful change you'll be awfully good for me. When I'm sentimental, she loves me like an angel. Now you've heard I married an angel. This beautiful change will be awfully good for me, because I married